too, that you get guys who now have been so influenced by LeBron and Kevin Durant that no matter what their height, they want to do everything, they want to learn everything, and there are coaches at younger levels not saying, "Look, you're the tallest guy, so you stand here."
Block.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you have to be a rim protector, and you have to get every rebound.
And if they do, they're being coached. It's being coached out of them in AAU basketball. Like, you can go ahead and try to win your high school coaches' games that way, but when you're playing with us, this is where you're going to be, because we're going to be playing against some real competition.
Yep, and we need everybody doing everything, and that's the way the game is right now. So maybe I don't want to get premature. We tend to draw conclusions prematurely about big picture evolutionary things, and I don't necessarily think it's that, but maybe it's definitely worthwhile to examine, because it's worldwide. The kids are coming from all over the planet. Through various means, whether it's our AAU system or whether it is the academies
in
countries.
Yeah. And Joel Embiid is in the NBA because of Basketball Without Borders. He never picked up a basketball, and then all of a sudden, 4 or 5 years ago, he's like, "Hey, I'm tall and I'm better than people. I'm going to play basketball for Kansas." Yeah, so, I mean, it happens that way.
Olin Kreutz is going to talk about the Bears and the NFL right after an update, so keep it here on The Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSER and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Big Ten play returns to Ryan Field on Saturday, November 11th, as the Cats take on the Purdue Boilermakers. Tickets are on sale now at NUSports.com. No Bears football this weekend. The Bears will return to practice on Monday after their bye on Sunday. One guy who will play this week, though, is Dallas running back Ezekiel Elliott. He was granted an administrative stay by the Second Circuit Court of Appeals. His case will be heard by a panel of judges next week. Meanwhile, Cowboys owner Jerry Jones, Patriots owner Robert Kraft, and Texans owner Bob McNair are among those who will be deposed and asked to turn over all their cell phone records and emails in relation to Colin Kaepernick's collusion case against the league. That's according to ESPN's Adam Schefter. In the NBA, the Bulls are in Orlando tonight, taking on the Magic. Bulls trying to avoid their first 1-6 start since 2008. The NBA announced today the draft lottery is coming to Chicago on May 15th. Blackhawks play in Minnesota tomorrow night, and the White Sox have declined their option on catcher Giovanni Soto. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Ryan Kelly. Visit thehomeloanexpert.com. Taco Bell's $5 cravings deal. Get a cheesy gordita crunch, a burrito supreme, nachos, a crunchy taco, and a Baja Blast, all for just $5. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai. Save time. Shop online at rosenhyundai.com.
Let's go with the lineups. You got Olin Kreutz, the Hawaiian heartthrob.
Olin Kreutz.
Up front, Olin Kreutz, the six-time Pro Bowler.
14-year NFL veteran.
Olin Kreutz was a warrior. He embodies what a football player is.
Six-time Pro Bowler and four-time NFL All-Pro.
Touchdown! Who was that lead blocker?
Olin Kreutz with a block.
The old veteran comes out there, cuts the defender off of his feet.
670 The Score football analyst.
We all know that talent is the biggest X factor in all of this, but what is leadership? Who is leading the team? No one really knows, but a locker room that has it, they know.
Olin Kreutz.
The conversation is about the toughest guy in the room. Olin Kreutz is being talked about.
Olin Kreutz with Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, and also on the live video stream at watch670thescore.com, also on Facebook Live. Brought to you by American Needle, 20% off Hawks, Sox, and Cubs caps with promo code SCORE.
Olin Kreutz is on Twitter at Olin_Kreutz, and you hear him as part of the tremendous WSCR Bears postgame show on these airwaves. He is on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. Okay, thumbs up, thumbs down, thumb sideways for the Bears' first half of their season relative to your expectations going in.
Let's go sideways. You know, they're better than I thought they would be. I thought they'd be somewhere around 2-6 or 1-7. And, you know, I thought Glenn would still be the starting quarterback. I didn't think Trubisky would be ready, so he surprised me there. You know, with all the injuries, they're still out there competing. I mean, they're New Orleans taking them to the all the way to the end. They got a chance to win the game on the last drive, and it's good to see the rookie quarterback in that situation trying to take his time team down the field to win the game against Drew Brees and New Orleans Saints in the dome. So they're better than I thought they'd be. The defense is that is a really good unit, and their front seven is a fun unit to watch, and the secondary is better than I thought they would be. So they definitely made a year that I thought they wouldn't be very interesting. The last two or three weeks, guys, I found myself couldn't wait for the games on Sunday and excited to watch them play.
Last year, Jordan Howard was second in the league in rushing, even though we thought that he should have gotten the ball more throughout the year.
This year, he's second in the league
right,
in rushing.
Right, this year, same thing. And we've seen a few trick plays that have caught our eye. But Dowell Loggins, halfway through this season and last season as the offensive coordinator, how would you grade him? How do you think he's fared? Is he a guy that you would want to see progress in terms of maturation as a play caller? Is he not fit for the gig? Like, where do you put Dowell Loggins in terms of offensive coordinators in the league right now?
It's hard to say what he is and what he is. Now, the maturation, he definitely has to mature. I think this is only his fourth year of calling plays in the NFL. So he has a ways to go as a play caller, and I'm on record and on the radio as saying that I don't like the way they put together their offensive staff. I think they should have surrounded Loggins with somebody a little more experience, you know, maybe a quarterback coach who's been a coordinator before, or a wide receiver or a running back coach, or, you know, all their offensive coaches, guys, if you take a look at it, have not coached in the NFL for a long time. And, you know, his quarterback coach, Dave Ragone, has been there for a long time. So you go in at halftime and you go to make adjustments, and who does Loggins, you know, who does he lean on? Who does he talk to? So if you hire a young coordinator, you should get him some veteran coaches to surround himself with. And they just didn't do that. So Loggins is kind of a man on an island in there. And, you know, it's hard. I don't want to be overly judgmental on the guy because of all the injuries he's had. And he really got no, you know, he's got Kendall Wright and Trey McBride and Tanner Gentry at wide receiver. He loses Zach Miller halfway through the game. Kyle Long's on the bench. Cody Whitehair's on the bench. And yet there they are to win the game. So some of the stuff he does, I don't agree with. But I heard someone on the radio say that office coordinator is the hardest job in the world because there's, you know, 70,000 office coordinators watching the game or in the stands judging your every play call. But I don't know if Loggins can get better what he's at, but I wish they would have surrounded him with a little more help instead of surrounding him with all young coaches too.
That's why I find the Atlanta Falcons situation this year so interesting, because it's rare that we get such a stark ability to measure a difference with lack of variables. That's the same guys back on the Atlanta offense, and they can't score in the same way. Is it oversimplistic just to say that Kyle Shanahan was the big difference over Steve Sarkisian? Because that's what seems to be the easy takeaway, is same personnel, different guy calling the plays, different guy installing the offense, different results.
Yeah, and I would have to take a look at their staff. I don't know if they had any other changes, Dan. I don't know if they changed any other positions. Like, I don't know if they changed their offensive line coach. But, yeah, when you have a team that was that good on offense, right, as good as Atlanta was last year, almost unstoppable some games, everything is working together. The offensive coordinator is perfect for that unit. He's perfect for Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan understands what he's saying. The details are all together, and they just have – it's never just the coaches, and it's never just the players. When things are that good, that just means you have all the right people in the building, and you have the perfect coordinator for the perfect group of guys that he's got. And I thought, I don't know what you guys thought, but when I saw the hire of Sarkisian, I know Sarkisian from Washington and a good coach and a good offense coordinator in college, but I thought that was just insane to me to hire a guy who's probably never called, I don't think he's ever called plays in the NFL, and just give him that job. Didn't seem very smart to me, and it's turning out not to be a real smart move.
You know, we've heard from Bob McNair. We've heard from Jerry Jones. You played for an ownership group that isn't as boisterous in the McCaskies. What is that relationship like in Lake Forest when it comes to seeing the McCaskies, I don't know, seeing Virginia, seeing the people that own the team and how much they are around the players and around the employees? What is that like?
Because the Bears, Ted Phillips runs the Bears, right? They're not the McCaskies are really, they weren't really around in the day-to-day operation of the Chicago Bears, and the decisions are being made by Ted Phillips and by whoever, you know, at my time there was Jerry Angelo and Mark Hadley. So whoever the GM is running the team, and Ted Phillips is running the day-to-day operation. So when you talk about McNair and
Jerry Jones, yeah.
You know, Jerry Jones and these kind of guys, talking about guys who are running the day-to-day operation of their building, right? So a totally different relationship than those guys. Not that kind of real strong personality. It wasn't like George Halas was around. Mm-hmm. There were some McCaskies around in the building, but what their jobs were and what their titles were a guess to me. So, George McCaskey at that time was running the ticket office, but that's not like a guy who's running the day-to-day operation of the building, right? So if you're talking about it is kind of weird because you're looking for that one boss, right? Mm-hmm. The guy who makes all the decisions. You're looking for that one person. And in that building, you don't really know who that is. It's kind of a let's all go meet, and then we'll all try to make a decision together at once. So you were never could go to see one person and really get an answer. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I meant to ask you this because as a part of the Mully and Hanley show and what he does for Fox Sports 1, did you ever at any point think that Dave Wannstedt would be this enthusiastic a football analyst?
To be honest, Dan, when you're a rookie, and I was a 20-year-old rookie from Hawaii, your head's kind of spinning. So I didn't get to know Dave, as well as, I only played under him 1 year, and I couldn't really tell you, what kind of exact guy he is. But I will tell you this, he is a very good analyst.
Yeah.
He's fun to listen to on the radio, and he's fun when he's on TV. And, if you get to be a head coach in the NFL, you obviously have a little personality. You've been in front of a room a lot. You talk a lot to a group of guys, and you have, if you coach as long as Dave is coach and under the personalities he's coached under, you have stories, right? A million stories to lean on and just things that you remember. And, I'm not shocked he's really good at it, but as far as when I was a rookie and remembering him, I can't say I remember that much about him.
Good old number 57, Olin Cruz, joining us here on the Bernstein and Goff Show. We were just talking just now about last night's game and a young kid, Zay Jones, Eastern Carolina wide receiver. He hyperextends his knee, and it looks like he tears everything in his knee, and then he comes out second half and he plays football, and I'm like, oh my God, to be young again. And then
I'll be honest with you, when I saw it, I knew he'd be back. I mean, it was just kind of a hyperextension, right?
But he crumbled though. I thought he was done for.
You could have went either way. I was glad he came back, but when I first saw it, I looked at my two sons and I said, he'll be back in.
So we were talking about what NFL players go through. I could not even imagine the amount of pain and also dealing with that pain. And Lance Briggs has talked about it on Lawrence Holmes' show quite often and quite frequently. And when asked about what he goes through now as a former player and having to fight for, whatever, coverage you can get because you have to prove to owners that something is wrong with you. What is your journey post-career been like? Not just physically, but what you have to battle for to make sure that you're taken care of after you put so much into the game?
Well, there's all of that, what Lance talks about. And, I think I ended up, 14 years. I think I played at 190 to about 200 games. So, obviously, there's going to be things you deal with, right? And you try to stay as healthy as possible. You try to keep moving, keep all your joints moving. You try to eat well. Try to stay in shape physically and mentally, and keep yourself going because, once the game's out of your life, it's a big adjustment. It's there's never going to be airplanes flying over your head again, and there's never going to be crowds screaming and yelling. So you got to try to find other ways to keep yourself busy. So I think some of it is mental and some of it is physical. But I think if you played the game, and we all know eventually the game is a violent game, and there's going to be some injuries. Now, as far as the fact that you get 5 or 6 years out and all of a sudden somebody calls you and says, hey, look, you got to find a way to pay for your own health insurance after playing 14 years. Now there's something that I think the league, with all the money they have, and the union, with all the money they're making over there too, because mm-hmm. everybody talks about how much Roger Goodell makes, but DeMaurice Smith makes a pretty good chunk of money too now. So I think there's something they can figure out. Say a guy played 7 years or 8 years and you give him lifetime health insurance or whatever it may be. I just don't think that some guys who have given their body and their life to the league, I don't think you should have to pay your own health insurance. So, you know, there are some frustrations with that in dealing with the fact that my year was actually, it's funny you bring that up, because that just came up for me. Mm. And, you know, I'm kind of looking around and like, wow, I got to go look for health insurance, and I got to meet with health insurance people. And if I told you, you're not going to meet a guy more than me, guys, who loves the game of football and loves doing it. I'm not going to cry about what it did to me and and all that kind of stuff. But I would be lying if I told you I wasn't frustrated when that happened to me, and frustrated the fact that you get 14 years and all of a sudden you're looking for your own health insurance. So a problem I think eventually the NFL is going to have to take a look at, and the union take a look at it, and figure out a way to get some help to guys who need health insurance, you know?
You mentioned watching the game with your sons last night, and I'm curious as to the dynamic when you actually are sitting in the house and watching a game, because, like, for a Bears game, if I know I'm going to be live tweeting and taking notes and I'm going to have to write afterwards, and I always tell the kids, shut up, it's Bears game rules, unless I ask you, who's that guy and where did he go to college? Because he plays so much Madden, he's like having like a producer there, so he knows every single bum.
He's a young GM.
Seriously, get contract details on all these guys, like, and he's like, yeah, he's a free agent next year, and he went to Florida State. I'm like, okay, guys, that's plenty. So I said, unless I ask you, plenty. Don't say anything. But if it's a game like last night, you know, running dialogue kind of thing, just talking about the game. And so how does it work with your kids when you're consuming football?
Yeah, and I don't know how old your son is, but my boys are 14 and 13, and it sounds about the same.
13,
so.
Yep.
Yeah, so they, you know, like you said, they're all GMs nowadays. They know everything about everybody. And to be honest with you guys, sometimes when I do my radio show, I go to those two guys and ask them about, have you guys heard about this guy? Yeah.
I do too. No, when it comes,
that's awesome.
No, when it comes to a guy who comes to the game, I'm like, Jason,
who's this dude?
Who's number 17 on Philadelphia, whatever it is? He knows.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Oh, man. So, yeah, it's fun. But, you know, there are times when they're like, you know, one of them will say something like, man, that guy sucks. And I said, the guy's in the NFL, bro.
You know what I mean? Have some respect, damn it.
You know, I have that talk with them, and they're looking at me like, as soon as I leave the room, I know they're looking at each other like, he still sucks.
Yeah. So do you watch center play? Because I was taught to make sure I keep my eyes on the line of scrimmage. That's where you're going to get keyed off to where the play is going. The ball, you know, the camera will take you to the ball. And it's hard for some people to watch the game that way. Do you watch center play? And if you do, as much as I think you do, like, who do you like in the game right now? Is it the Alex Max of the world, or is it the guy from Denver Paradise? Like, who's the best center that you like to watch in the NFL today?
Alex Mack is a very good center and a tough guy, and it looks like he understands the game and gets his guys on the right guys. Sometimes he recognizes the blitz, redirects the line. So that's the kind of stuff that I like to watch. And I can never say the Denver center's name, the guy you just said.
Paradise.
Another good center, very good zone blocking center, which is funny. Denver always seems to end up with one of those guys, you know, whether it be Tom Nalen or Casey Wigman end up over there. And just a guy who can get his head across the guy and run him and stay in front of him. And that is very hard to do at center. Snap.
Yeah, Will Montgomery for a while was that guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's hard. Yeah, it's very hard to do to snap. You know, those are the guys who make a good chunk of money, the guys who can snap a ball and then still run block. So to the two guys, it's funny because the two guys you mentioned are actually the guys that I watch. And I really was waiting for Cody Whitehair to become one of those guys, and I still think he will be. I think he's had some up and downs this year, but Cody is actually one of the better young centers in the game, and I think it's interesting because last year I thought he was a natural, and he still is, but this year he's going through some bumps that, you know, guys who haven't played a lot of center go through, but I think he'll figure it out, but he's another good young center.
All right, have a good No Bears weekend, Olin. Thanks.
Appreciate it, guys.
That is Olin Kreutz, brought to you by Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Ready for a bad cold and flu season? A cold is a cold, but a flu brings fever. Be prepared with the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, backed by medical professionals everywhere.
Olin is the truth, man.
He's fun.
I want you to hear, Dan, from a backup quarterback who has put words together about the rookie quarterback better than anybody in that building so far. I want you to hear from Mark Sanchez.
I was going to say, I know who you're talking about.
He is really breaking down not only the life that Trubisky has to go through as a heralded rookie, but also the football stuff in a way that I wish a microphone was in his face a little bit more. I'm telling you right now, you will not want to miss Mark Sanchez and his thoughts next right here on the Bernstein and Goff Show. You'll listen to 670 The Score.
Sports Radio 670 The Score is your official home for all primetime NFL games through the Super Bowl. A production of Westwood One Sports.
I'm Bill Ryder of the CBS Sports Minute. The Cleveland Cavaliers are a disaster. Ty Lue is already on the hot seat. Dwayne Wade looks like he's 105 years old. And the Cavaliers are an unacceptable 3-5. They'll tell you the sky is falling. Tell you this team is no longer deep, no longer athletic, can't play defense, can't shoot threes. And that's all been true so far. But here's another fact. Every time LeBron James has joined a brand new team, they have struggled. 9-8 the first year in Miami, tried to get Spoelstra fired. They made an NBA Finals. Under 500 in January, the year he returned to the Cavaliers, 19-20, and they made an NBA Finals. Because of the injury to Gordon Hayward, because Giannis Antetokounmpo still has a ways to go, and because you shouldn't buy the Wizards, the Cavs will be just fine. They will be in an NBA Finals, and all the Chicken Littles will scurry back into their homes, trying to pretend they didn't scream, in November, the sky is falling. I'm Bill Ryder.
Every day, you want to do more for the people who depend on you, at work and at home. Now, with our help, you will. At Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan and Blue Care Network, we're doing more every day to help you get more out of healthcare and more out of life. More options, more efficiency, and more resources for employees, which means more time for life outside of work. We believe it's time for more. Find out how Blue Cross can bring more to your business and your life. Visit timeformore.com.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, this is pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Here we go with the review. And
what a joke.
What a joke is right. I mean, look.
That's awful.
The receiver not only has to hold the ball for like 5 minutes, he has to, you know, have a cigarette and read a chapter of a book before they said he had possession of the ball. I mean, here's a guy with a dislocated knee.
Unbelievable.
And the ball is still squarely in his possession.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
The only way to stop Leonard Floyd is to hold him.
Dude!
I counted.
He is playing.
He's
so
unbelievable. I counted three absolutely
no calls,
blatant
this
holding
calls.
He
ran off the screen. I'm like, he's got to be getting held right now.
The only way you stop him is by committing a penalty. Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
The let him throw movement takes a real hit. Hold on, let him throw, except third and one or fourth and one when you have Jordan Howard and you're trying to extend the game.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe let him run.
See, that's the thing. I'm screaming at Dowell Loggins. That's a bad day for Dowell Loggins.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
CBS Thursday, from the brains behind The Big Bang Theory.
You understand that some people are going to be intimidated by you because of how smart you are?
Or maybe they'll recognize my intellect and make me their leader.
9-year-old Sheldon Cooper's going to high school.
Let the learning begin.
You're not going to make it in this school if you keep ratting people out.
But they're breaking the dress codes. I saw one boy with a t-shirt that said, "Fight me."
That's terrible.
Young Sheldon, Thursday, only CBS.
Sunday morning on CBS.
Good morning. I'm Jane Pauley.
Go to the ends of the earth.
This is exciting.
You've never seen anything like it.
And reach for the stars.
Hey, this is pretty fun.
Look through a telescope and go, wow.
Da, 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 da.
Experience thought-provoking, innovative, and truly original reporting. Because there's always something new under the sun on CBS Sunday morning.
CBS Tuesday. In New Orleans, the party never stops.
On the same page there.
I'll drink to that.
Woo! And the agents of NCIS New Orleans.
Let's do this.
Never quit.
I'm just following the evidence.
NCIS!
We got work to do. Home isn't the place. It's the people. Help me protect our city.
I like the attitude.
NCIS New Orleans. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand. CBS Thursday.
Take care of business, fellas.
Shamar Moore stars in SWAT.
Neighbor is so angry.
How many times have you told me there's a better way to do things?
I am to try.
His town.
We treat him like family.
His rules.
Lesson one, never be in a hurry to die.
His team.
I got him!
We got this. We'll fight together.
The director and the producer of Fast and Furious reignite an American legend. SWAT. Thursday. Only CBS. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
The let him throw movement takes a real hit. Hold on, let him throw, except third and one or fourth and one when you have Jordan Howard and you're trying to extend the game.
Oh,
maybe let him run.
See, that's the thing. I'm screaming at Dowell Loggins. That's a bad day for Dowell Loggins.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Here we go with the review. And
what a joke.
What a joke is right. I mean, look.
That's awful.
The receiver not only has to hold the ball for like 5 minutes, he has to, you know, have a cigarette and read out a chapter of a book before they said he had possession of the ball. I mean, here's a guy with a dislocated knee.
Unbelievable.
And the ball is still squarely in his possession.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.com/events. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
What he is a phenomenal resource. I know I expressed this in the summer about him, but what he's able to do, I mean, he's kind of been through the good and the bad. But more importantly, he's awesome on game day.
That's Bears quarterback coach Dave Ragone on Mark Sanchez. Not about Mitchell Trubisky. Mark Sanchez and how much of a commodity he is in the locker room. And I'm messing around talking about it, but the dude is spitting knowledge anytime there's a microphone put in front of him about the life of a rookie quarterback and also what he may be going through, what he needs to see. Do we have time to play it now or you want to play it after the update? We'll play it after the update because it's some good stuff from Mark Sanchez. And, you know, I know you've been the guy that, you know, you don't want a guy on a team to be a coach. You want a guy on a team because he's going to help you at some point, some time. But maybe this is how you nurture, you know, your young seedling.
What I think about that, though, I don't misrepresent exactly what I meant there, is that the dynamic I don't believe in is like the elder starter training an apprentice.
Coach on the floor.
Right. Training like, here, watch.
Like
watch
Lindsay Hunter and Gennaro Pargo for Derrick Rose.
Yeah, but Derrick Rose was always the guy.
Right.
So when saying like, well, you'll learn at my side, like you're a carpenter or something, and you have an apprentice be or a member of the carpenters, but for a third string guy, like they say, to be in the room and be a voice, that doesn't bother me at all. I have nothing wrong with the positive clubhouse locker room value of a reserve player. The whole Dave Ross thing, you know, I understand some of that. Mm-hmm. It's when they say like, yes, you'll watch Obi-Wan for a while, and then soon you will be wise to the ways of the Force. Come on,
like Alfonso Soriano and Starlin Castro.
Right, get out of here. Well, then you learn some other things.
Hey, there's. You've talked to so many people before, Dan. You know, there's something to learning how to go out and how to take care of yourself after you go out. You know, get yourself a steam or a sauna right afterwards. Get yourself a nice greasy meal and show up at the ballpark at 11 o'clock. We've all seen, hell, in this industry, we've seen guys who are like, man, that dude don't know how to party. Like that guy right there has the worst hangover ever, and he's showing everyone because he's never done this before.
Favorite stories. I was talking to this old Russian guy who I know, and he was explaining. Oh yeah, no, we'd go to a sweat lodge, mm-hmm. which is an awesome place. I mean, the Chicago Sweat Lodge, it's sensational. And he would tell stories about this early Sunday morning soccer game. He's like, "Oh, I played in soccer game with Alexei Zhemlov. Zhemlov would bring Blackhawks. Occasionally, Carlos Zambrano would play too." Like, what? Alexei Zhemlov and Carlos Zambrano? Like, they did not go to sleep. What? What do you mean they didn't go to sleep? They didn't sleep. No, they would go out all night, come to soccer game early morning, play, sweat out liquor.
That's what it is.
They're like, okay.
Yeah, man.
They had their routine. They would go drink, they'd get a little something to eat, and then they would go play. And he says Zhemlov.
Go hard.
He said Zhemlov was an unbelievable soccer player.
Well, yeah, professional athletes. Yeah. There's not much they can't do on any field or diamond But, dude, that you got. It's not just learning stuff on the field. Like, you got to learn, and sometimes they'll let you tie one on and say, "All right, you know, did you think that you needed that extra one at the end there? Like, we're all nice and bubbly right now, but you went overboard. Now you're gonna pay for it in the fourth quarter.
Like, the three sex on the beach just for that one girl.
Right, the Long Island iced tea was a little bit too much, wasn't it?"
Scoreboard update.
It's 2:30 in the Northwestern Football Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Big Ten play returns to Ryan Field on Saturday, November 11th, as the Cats take on the Purdue Boilermakers. Tickets on sale now at nusports.com. Let's start with the NFL. Bears are off for the bye this week. They'll take on the Packers a week from Sunday. Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott can play this week. He was granted an administrative stay by a federal court of appeals. Bulls currently rank last in offensive categories in the NBA. They're in Orlando tonight, taking on the Magic. 6 o'clock tip for that one. Blackhawks are in Minnesota tomorrow, and the hot stove's starting to heat up. The White Sox have declined their option on catcher Gio Soto. The Marlins will not bring back Ichiro in 2018. The Cubs today claimed left-handed pitcher Randy Rosario off waivers from the Twins. This scoreboard update was brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Is your family ready for a bad cold and flu season? The number one difference between a cold and the flu is the flu brings a fever, so be prepared with a thermometer you can trust. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, backed by more than 70 clinical studies. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
All right, this is Mark Sanchez. He starts off with footwork, and he goes from there, the life of a rookie quarterback through number six's eyes.
That's one of those universal things, too. Yeah. I mean, you could say that about a basketball player, you know, when they're in rhythm, when they have a good drop, when they have a good base, you know, that other stuff usually follows. And that's the same way with most quarterbacks. But he's understood that, and so now it's, okay, how do I get to the right proper footwork every single time? Because those are – you got to trust your feet and trust your eyes. This whole thing is a process of him understanding how long these routes take, getting his timing down with his receivers, and a lot of that's based on your feet. And then you got to do it, have success at doing it, and then trust them as you move forward. Trust your eyes, put your eyes in the right place, and then your feet should time up with those routes. And so he's still working on a lot of that stuff. And you got to remember, he wasn't groomed to be the starter in the offseason. Like, it's different. You know what I'm saying? Going in as a rookie, like, hey, you're our guy. Everybody's working for you to be the starter. Mike came in as a starter. And so 4 years in, they just kind of passed it over to him. So take that into account. I'm not making excuses for him, but it's a little different that way because he wasn't necessarily getting, not getting the coaching, but it's just different when you approach the season and everybody knows you're the starter as a rookie, or, hey, oh, by the way, week five, let's go, you know?
You've seen just based on...
Look who she started, there's the Avalanche.
have there been an inordinate number of unscouted looks the last 4 weeks?
I think there've been definitely a few, some stuff that we didn't quite expect, a couple outliers, like, dang. Not that we didn't practice it, but, you know, it's tough for a young guy. You got to understand, for a quarterback, one, you want to be in the same system for a really long time, right? That's huge. Because then now you've run all these plays versus every coverage, and now it's a Rolodex of, okay, here's my play. I've seen this versus cover zero, all-out blitz, one, two, three, four, any kind of forms of those coverages. So now I go play. And now we game plan on what I'm great at, all those kind of things. He's doing a lot of this for the first time. So anything, if you think about it as a defensive coordinator, these guys stay up all night and they try and wreck your day on Sunday. So these guys aren't knuckleheads. They know what the hell they're doing. So, okay, what have we done? I'm sure they do a quick self-scout of the last 4 weeks, like everybody looks at. And okay, what has he not seen? What's worked against him? Okay, that's worked against this quarterback. Yeah, let's do that and tweak this a little bit. Let's show this and get to that or whatever. So that's common, especially for a young guy. It makes sense. But I wouldn't say just an insane amount. It's not like a false game plan kind of thing. But there have been some good ones, and teams have mixed it up enough to make it tough.
You talked about getting timing with your receivers. What's the challenge for him? He's got Inman coming in.
Yep.
Wheaton missed most of the preseason. He's hurt. How do you get that chemistry? Is there any substitution for just...
There's no substitution for the experience. Yeah. Time on task, 100%. And, you know, that'll come as the season goes on. That'll come in the off season. Him working with guys and developing a chemistry with those guys. But at certain points, you look at guys that have been together for a long time, and you just start to feel their body language and understand what their cuts look like. This guy's a high cut guy. He's not a stop and start guy, really. But he'll go up and make a jump ball catch. Or this guy's a quick guy in the slot. Like, I got to be ready for him. Anticipate the inside move on an option route, and then react to everything else. So you get to that level just time on task. And so obviously time's
what's
of the essence.
What's impressed you most about Trubisky so far?
You know, he's working really hard, and he wants to win. He's he understood that taking care of the football is important, and he has the last couple games. He let a throw get away from him at the end of the game there, pressing, trying to make something happen. Maybe a little too early because we had some more downs, and so I think he recognizes that right away. The other thing too is he coaches himself, like, and takes to coaching really well. He doesn't. I've seen other guys year round, and coach will kind of say something, or the other guys will say something, and they just kind of clam up for the rest of the meeting, and they're all, you know, embarrassed or frustrated or whatever, and they don't want to interact anymore. He's not like that, and that's important. You know, he'll take the coaching points, write it down, study it, and try not to let that mistake happen again. So that's obviously, all those things are promising when you're developing a young quarterback.
That is outstanding analysis and insight from Mark Sanchez. And doesn't he sound like Jake Arrieta?
I guess.
I was trying to place it. It clearly sounds like somebody familiar, and he's got his timbre and his cadence are very similar to Jake Arrieta, at least to my mind. But
he's the only person in that building that I've heard talk offensive football this year that I trust and listen and would want to listen to going forward.
Know who I want to listen to? Joe M.F. and Cowley.
I got some questions for him.
All right,
I got some speaks for him.
You're gonna have that about the Bulls.
There's a camera that panned over to him and KC and Vincent the other day, and I saw something that we need to talk about.
Were they dancing?
No. No.
Were they exchanging pornography?
Exchanging glances. No, there's something that we need to talk about. So,
okay.
Joe, I know you're listening right now. We're going to have some speaks about the hair, Playboy.
All right, don't go anywhere. You got the score.
Bears fans, it's football season, so count on us to deliver massive quantities of Bears talk. Guaranteed. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Patients coping with end-stage illness can't wait. Neither should you. Get the guidelines to hospice eligibility today. Go to VITAS.com/eligibility. That's VITAS.com or call 888-VITAS-80.
During the era of muscle cars, souped-up engines, and great American road trips, Die Hard was born. And for 50 high-performance years, they haven't stopped charging ahead. Die Hard is honoring the spirit of those who have a passion for the road and what they drive by partnering with Sears Auto Center to give you exciting offers to help you get to your next adventure. Right now, buy 3 Die Hard tires and get one free with installation at a Sears Auto Center near you. Visit SearsAuto.com to find a location. 50 powerful years. Forever Die Hard.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This year, Walmart asked hundreds of kids for their top gifts, and the results are in the Walmart Kids Gift Catalog. Find favorites like Fingerlings, Furreal Friends, and Barbie. Shop these and more in the Kids Gift Catalog at Walmart.com and on the Walmart app.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
The only way to stop Leonard Floyd is to hold him.
Dude!
I counted.
He's so
unbelievable. I counted 3 absolutely
no calls
blatant
too. There's one where he ran off the screen. I'm like, he's got to be getting held right now.
The only way you stop him is by committing a penalty. Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears, oh my God, they just keep getting these horrific injuries. I mean, God bless Zach Miller. That was a serious injury.
That might be career ending for a guy who's been down this road, what, 4 times now? 3 or 4? Jim Miller in the postgame said it's every bit of a 19-month return.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Your credit score is the most important factor in determining your interest rate.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
The let him throw movement takes a real hit.
Hold on, let him throw, except 3rd and 1 or 4th and 1 when you have Jordan Howard and you're trying to extend the game. Maybe let him run.
See, that's the thing. I'm screaming at Dowell Loggins. That's a bad day for Dowell Loggins.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Here we go with the review. And
what a joke.
What a joke is right. I mean, look.
That's awful.
The receiver not only has to hold the ball for like 5 minutes, he has to, have a cigarette and read out a chapter of a book before they said he had possession of the ball. I mean, here's a guy with a dislocated knee.
Unbelievable.
And the ball is still squarely in his possession.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Holiday, and he bangs down a 3. They're starting to rain down 3s, but too late. They went 2 for their first 20, but behind the 3-point line, and the Heat survived. live here in Miami, 97 to 91.
The Bulls are 1-5.
One and a lot.
Yeah, they're one and a lot, but they got their one, and they're here to talk about that and some of the issues facing the rebuilding Bulls on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at Grossinger.com. He's a guy you can follow on Twitter at suntimes_hoops. He is Joe Cowley. He is on the score. Hello, Joe.
Joseph!
What's up, fellas?
All right, before we get to the basketball, a little birdie told me that you...
No, it was a big bird named Lawrence. It was a little black bird named Lawrence. Don't little bird me. Get it done. I'm the dean of Get It Done University. Don't little bird me.
It's good to hear from you, brother.
I missed this.
A little bird told me.
I got some issues right now, all right? I'm escaping today in Orlando. Got a little bun going. Just leave me alone. I'm getting ready for the zombie apocalypse.
Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Cowley these days is rocking a man bun. What?
A little bit.
What's up with that?
I don't know. My wife likes it, and she says it's fun, and so that's it. My wife likes it, says it's fun.
It sounds like a guy has had to explain this a couple of times.
Who am I trying to impress? What am I trying to land some 35-year-old girl? I'm done. Whatever the wife thinks is fun, that's it.
I'm just asking, brother. I haven't seen you in a while. I'm just making sure.
Wait. Hey, after your wife gets done nursing and stuff, she'll be like, all right, you know, what you're doing right now is fun. You'll be like, all right, I'm into it.
All right, we can move on to the Bulls now. All right, what do I make of this whole thing? Are you enjoying covering the mess that is this team, or what's new with this squad that I don't know?
Well, I mean, the two stud freshmen have been pulled up to the JV team. I mean, that's what it is. So you're just kind of keeping an eye on them, and, you know, it's just so early in this thing. I mean, you're trying to just identify your talented youth, and then you bring that youth along, and then you have to get them to understand toughness and what it takes to win NBA games. I mean, they're so early in this process. And so, you know, Larry Markin is fun to watch. I'll say that. He's you don't see a guy with that skill set at the age of 20 come in, and it's only a small sample size. But you're seeing teams game plan for him now, and he's still getting it done. That Miami team tried to physically beat him up a little bit and test his toughness and his resolve. You know, he passed that early test. So, you know, that's the kind of stuff you're watching. I've never covered a bad team like this. So this is my first go at it. I mean, even back when I covered Ohio State and then jumping to the Sox always seemed to kind of, under Jerry Manuel and Ozzie, they kind of hung around till August. So you always had something at least to keep your attention. I mean, you know what this team is. So this is different. You know, we're down to two beat writers. So there you go. What does that tell you about the team? It's Casey Johnson and myself, and Vince is a studio TV guy now, and Nick's in Milwaukee eating hamburgers. I mean, that just tells you exactly what this beat has become.
So what mistakes do the Bulls have to avoid with Lauri Markkanen? Now that we're in the phase of like, okay, well, I think we have something here, how does the early recognition of a higher ceiling perhaps than anticipated change the development curve?
Well, I think the only thing you have to do is, and I think they're trying to do that, is realize he played a lot of summer basketball. He's only got 1 year of college basketball underneath his belt. He's only watched film for 1 year. He said he never, obviously, the Finland national team isn't big on watching film. Neither was Real Madrid. So, you know, he is kind of getting a taste of a film watching for the first time. So, you know, a lot of things are new to him. So I think you bring that aspect of it around slowly, but the nice thing that they're finding out with this guy, he likes watching film. The film that he sees, he's translating it over the practice and the practice over the games. And so, you know, he's kind of got that quick study mentality. I think the only thing you don't want to get caught up is riding it too hard. And I think that's why they're kind of lurking around these 32 minutes per game with him, just because he is coming off summer basketball and, you know, a big tournament. That you just want to kind of take it easy with him and keep things in perspective.
Will Nico Mirotić and Bobby Portis ever wear the same uniform again?
As of right now, I'd say no. I mean, this is all on Nico. This is Nico's change of heart. You know, I wrote that story on, I think it was right before the Atlanta game. I got that story up that his camp was pretty adamant in letting the Bulls know in that 24-hour period before that game that it's you know, it's either him or me, meaning Nico or Bobby. So, you know, I think there's a lot of things. There's so many layers that go into this. And
break it down for us.
Well, okay, so Nico puts on all that weight to kind of change his game and change who he is, and this is a big year for him. That's all been taken from him because, obviously, you know, he's not having the surgery, but he's pretty much on a liquid diet, and mm-hmm. he's going to lose that muscle. And so this takes away his year. And the other thing, if you're the Bulls on the other side of it, well, you know, that punch kind of opened up a spot for Lauri Markkanen to start, and you're seeing an advancement that you probably wouldn't have seen if that punch wouldn't have happened. And then you got another side of it where Nico had really kind of pulled away from the rest of the team this summer. Even though you're a restricted free agent, there was no reason he couldn't run with the team and play basketball with the team instead of kind of isolating himself and going in and out of the facility when he wanted and just working on himself. There's his side of the argument is, yeah, but, you know, I don't have a contract and I don't want to get hurt and blah, blah, blah. I get that. But there's been a lot of unrestricted and restricted free agents that work out at the Advocate Center or work out whatever center's near to them, keep their basketball legs underneath them and not become so protective of the badge. Mm-hmm. And that put him off to a lot of young guys because this was a group that really got close over the summer. They were told to get close over the summer. In the exit meetings, they were all told they have to be at the Advocate Center. And there's almost given like a carrot for those guys that if you are at the Advocate Center, it will be noted. Well, Bobby was there every day. So Bobby sees him, he and the other young guys busting his butt. Nico kind of doing his own thing. Nico maybe feeling a little entitled because he's from that old regime. And then signs his contract on media day. 2 weeks later, he's named the starter. So there was some resentment, and I know for a fact there weren't a lot of guys feeling bad that Nico got punched. Now, should it ruin his season like it inevitably will? No, I don't think anyone deserves that. But at the same time, you know, like I said, there's not a lot of guys in that locker room that were like, "Bah, Bobby, how could you do that?" I mean, they kind of get it. And, you know, Nico took a step toward them. I mean, I know that for a fact. And Bobby's about that life, as mm-hmm. Jimmy Butler likes to say. Mm-hmm. And you can push a guy so long, and you could talk down to a guy so long, and finally he's going to snap on you. And look, I mean, you know, Fred Hoiberg has seen play. He was on that team when Garnett punched Wally Zerbeck, and that was a sucker punch. Wally didn't step to Garnett. Wally was walking away from Garnett, and Garnett punched him with a hook, like, from behind. And it just didn't do that damage. It didn't catch him. And I mean, this was just an unfortunate placement of a punch that did a lot of damage and more than just the physical damage. It's done a lot as far as Nico Mirotić's immediate future. And so that's why I think they're drawing such a hard line in the sand. His year is basically ruined. I mean, even if he's back in a month, he lost his starting job. He's not getting it back. He's not better than the guy that's replacing him right now. And so what is he then? And then what does his body become after he put all that time in? And so, you know, there's just it's just a real big problem that they're going to let Nico have his space, and hopefully he cools down, puts pride to the side, and can come to some kind of understanding, and they could coexist at least for the time being, because Nico can't be traded until mid-January anyway, right? Because even if he waives the no trade, he still has to wait till mid-January because he just signed a contract. So, you know, and Portis, you're not going to get any value back from Portis. So why be held hostage to Nico's demands? So it's a tough situation.
We've got about a minute here, Joe, but I was intrigued with the news that Zach LaVine is going to get between $35 and $40 million from Adidas in a 4-year deal, and Adidas investing in guys on the come now instead of saying, look, you're an established star. They're adding a little more risk to their portfolio, and it's very clear that Zach LaVine, as a restricted free agent, is going to be a Bull and wants to be a Bull because, in large part, of Adidas' brand history in Chicago. He says he wants to be the face of a brand. So I understand a guy feeling himself a little bit, but it really looks like Zach LaVine wants to be the guy here and thinks he's going to be the guy here, regardless of the uptick in the thoughts about marketing.
Yeah, and if the early workouts are any indication, he is going to be the guy. I mean, the athleticism is still there. The jumping is still there. Adidas has checked those numbers and the verts and what he's been doing and on this comeback, and he's passed with flying colors. I mean, when your numbers are just as good or even better than they were at the pre-draft camp, when all the teams measured you, you know, 5 years ago, that's a good thing. So I don't think there's any concerns. Look, this isn't a Derrick Rose situation. I know people are spooked by it. But this is a guy that, you know, he hasn't lost what Derek lost. And so, I don't think it's a bad investment by Adidas at all. And, you know, you look at the market, look what he could become on this team. I'm anxious to see all three up and running. That'd be exciting.
All right, man. I'm just jealous of the hair. That's all.
You can man bun it. There's all kind of brothers with man buns.
Are you
Let's
serious?
Go.
You haven't seen me. Yeah. Like that.
I'd pay to see that.
Get out of here. We'll talk to you soon.
I'll give it 10 years. You'll be man bunning.
Yeah, 10 years.
Just on the very back of his head.
Right. 10 days, I'm going to be completely bald. All right, brother. We'll talk to you.
All right, fellas. I'll talk to you guys.
There goes Joe Cowley. And we have In Other News coming up at the top of the hour. I've got an animal story for you.
I do, too.
It's a local one.
Okay.
Did we see the same thing?
Mine is about bees.
Mine is about a raccoon.
Okay. And I got a Butch Jones story as well.
I also want to applaud something, a decision the NFL made that is having just the best possible consequences.
All right. This is Bernstein and Goff Show, 670 The Score.
Scoreheads, keep listening to find out how you can win tickets to the special Terry Bores book release live broadcast with the Bernstein and Goff Show and Terry Bores himself.
Bill Band.
Where you'll be able to buy his new book, The Score of a Lifetime. 25 years talking Chicago sports and get it signed by Terry.
Bird brain.
It's Wednesday, November 15th from 1 to 6, live on 670 The Score. And don't forget, starting November 16th, it'll be available wherever books are sold and online at triumphbooks.com/Terry.
I'm mad at all of you!
Brought to you by David Hochberg and the Team Hochberg Mortgage Experts at Pro Mortgage. Visit PERL.
This year, Walmart asked hundreds of kids for their top gifts, and the results are in the Walmart Kids Gift Catalog. Find favorites like Fingerlings, Furreal Friends, and Barbie. Shop these and more in the Kids Gift Catalog at Walmart.com and on the Walmart app.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears, oh my God, they just keep getting these horrific injuries. I mean, God bless Zach Miller. That was a serious injury.
That might be career-ending for a guy who's been down this road, what, four times now? Three or four? Yeah, Jim Miller in the postgame said it's every bit of a 19-month return.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I'm so happy, I feel like I can fly.
Disclaimer, you will not be able to fly by switching to Geico. This is against the laws of physics and nature. If you find yourself flying, please seek professional and or medical help immediately. In the unlikely event you find yourself flying, you might be a superhero or a pigeon or a superhero named Pidgewoman who was bitten by a radioactive pigeon. If you are indeed Pidgewoman, Geico retains all licensing publishing rights in the event Pidgewoman the movie becomes a top-grossing Hollywood blockbuster.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
The only way to stop Leonard Floyd is to hold him.
Dude!
I counted.
He's so
unbelievable. I counted three absolutely blatant.
There's one where he ran off the screen. I'm like, he's got to be getting held right now.
The only way you stop him is by committing a penalty. Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Oh, hi there, Al Dukes here, and like most Americans, I too have a podcast. It's called Al's Boring Podcast.
WFAN's morning show producer hosts his own show.
Pro athletes have been in all of the Olympic sports except for boxing and wrestling.
Okay.
I also thought we should send our pro wrestlers over there.
Right.
We could have, like, sent Sergeant Slaughter to fight the Iron Sheik back in the 80s.
The
that would have been great for the Olympics.
Al,
download
and subscribe at thenewradio.com.
It's so boring.
Al's Boring Podcast.
But I love it.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
CBS Sunday, to find his daughter's killer.
It is the 1-year anniversary of my daughter Mia's murder.
One man created a revolutionary new technology.
People can submit evidence. Real-time, crowd-sourced crime solving.
That will change the world.
The cops can only do so much.
The crowd gives a clue.
Emmy and Golden Globe winner Jeremy Piven and Richard T. Jones.
You think all this is going to work?
I know it'll work.
Wisdom of the Crowd. Sunday, only CBS.
CBS Wednesday on Criminal Minds.
She's crazy, please!
Sometimes to catch a killer.
She wasn't targeted. She was a witness who had to be silenced.
You have to think like one.
He needs easy targets.
If he sticks to his pattern,
he usually kills in twos.
We're ready to deliver the profile.
Dare to go inside.
FBI! Don't move!
TV's number one suspense thriller.
We get into the mind of the killer.
Criminal Minds, CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
More income in retirement using J.D. Melberg Financial's
CBS Monday, get to know Team Scorpion.
We missed the fireworks?
About to start.
It's the Brainiacs.
Remember when you called me a nerd before? Get ready to apologize.
Versus the Maniacs.
You're being smart with me.
We're smart with everybody.
The only thing better than a genius.
Who are you people?
We're the guys you picked last in gym class.
Is a team of them.
We are men of contingencies. What would you do?
Freak the heck out.
Scorpion.
Together we can do things that no one else can do.
CBS Monday, or stream it live or on demand.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
The only way to stop Leonard Floyd is to hold him.
Dude!
I counted.
He's so
unbelievable. I counted three absolutely
no calls
blatant
too. There's one where he ran off the screen. I'm like, he's got to be getting held right now.
The only way you stop him is by committing a penalty. Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.